What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here and being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this holy mess.
Hey guys, so I wanted to bring this before you real quick because the Diddy trial has been going on now for what? I think it's been a month and a half or maybe a little bit longer. And I've been following the coverage of it. It honestly really is exhausting. But the one thing that I will say is that I hadn't heard TD Jakes really, well, not even really. I haven't heard him speaking about it at all. And also, in one of the witnesses' testimony, I believe it was Jane Doe, she mentioned that during or after or before or something along those lines, there are a couple of shows that Sean Combs loves to watch. And one of those would be watching TD Jakes' sermons. How weird. And the fact that TD Jakes was the man that was supposed to be his mentor, I still believe that that was just like some sort of cover up, financially beneficial situation for TD Jakes and the Potter's House Ministries, and for Sean Combs to have some sort of connection to someone that is seen as America's pastor or America's bishop or one of the most well-known leaders in religion in the United States of America. It was something that was beneficial for him to have someone like him connected to him while he's living the type of life that he was living. Now, listen, I don't know if they're going to find him guilty of RICO. I've listened to a lot of the things that have come out. And although I may not be there, I'm still trying to keep my mind open with all of the stuff. But I still believe that he will be found guilty of some things. I don't know if he's going to get the length of time that some people believe he is going to be getting if he is convicted. But TD Jakes recently came out, and no pun intended, but he made a statement with regards to these freak-offs to let people know, because I know that swallowed up clip had been going around for almost a year. And it's funny. I can't even lie. It's funny. And every time I hear someone play that audio, I laugh because it sounds funny. Even though we believe, at least, that's not what he was referencing, it just sounds funny to hear him saying that. Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you? I'm sorry. But I want to play this clip. I'm going to share the screen because he was recently with Oprah and he had some things to share with the audience about him not being in attendance in any way, shape, or form with these Diddy freak off. All right, so let's hear, because Oprah and TD Jakes had to sit down, let's hear what they had to say about these Diddy parties.
I have never been near a puff party. Never been near. And anybody who knows me knows if there is a party, I'm the first one out.
Right.
I'm the first one out.
But people love salacious stories.
Yeah.
They love salacious stories. And you can tell them stories about you feeding those girls in South Africa.
No, I don't want to hear about that. Right.
I don't want to hear about that at all. If you tell them about Puffy's biceps, they want to follow you all the way around the world. And I think it's because we have become so engrossed in other people's lives to keep from having our own. We are drunk off of things that don't matter to distract us from the things that do matter.
Preach this evening, yes.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
I don't.
And if you watch the timing of it, the intoxicant always comes out while something big is happening that we need to be paying attention to. And we pay it no attention because we are engrossed in counting up something that is salacious and not true.
You're not true.
And I stopped by Puffy's house for 30 minutes to say happy birthday to him during the day at 2 o'clock with staff people. And out of that came a love affair and all kinds of stuff that I have never seen.
You too?
Yes.
Yes, you too.
Yes. We were sharing the same. Let's get Jerry Springer out here. You can't fight it.
You can't fight it.
You can't sue it down. You can't tear it down because of a small law that is included in the way that our laws are written right now. And our people don't know that. And not only do they not know it, they help spread it.
Absolutely.
They help spread it. Dang. They help spread it. Now, I'm almost 70 years old. What do I...
He's not 70 yet? Oh, okay.
Look like. And I am a grandfather. What do I look like at this late day? You know, going, but that's the kind of world that we're living in.
Listen, Sean Combs, Diddy, Puffy, whatever they call him, he's in his 50s. He'll be 60 soon, and he's still doing this stuff. So don't come at us with the age thing, because really that doesn't matter. I'm not saying that he was in the rooms or was doing the things with those people, but I'm just saying don't use the age as an excuse, because you claim to be his mentor. And that's what my question was all along when it came to that. It was like, what kind of mentor were you? I'm not saying that as someone's mentor you're responsible for all of their actions, but because of the wealth that both of them have amassed, to me, it just seems like it was a financial situation. It wasn't really, he was Sean Combs' mentor. Sean Combs was reaching out to him to get advice or to get help or prayer or anything like that, because this man was living at least to my knowledge, I don't know everyone else's life. So from what I've heard, he was living like the most debaucherous lifestyle ever. Who in their right mind is having sex 4 hours a day or watching somebody do that? It's disgusting. That's just the tip of the iceberg. But he claims that he was never there, and I'm going to take his word for it. But the thing about it is, well, he talked about, yeah, people stay in that type of stuff because it takes their mind off of their own lives and what they're going through. A lot of us can multitask. So we can deal with what's going on in our lives, and then we can hear about what's going on or allegedly with some of these people and say, oh my God, really? But it's not stopping us from living our lives and doing the things that we need to do. But people do have questions, and a lot of it does look questionable. But I will say, yeah, there was a lot of AI content being put out there. And I even did a video talking about that last year, I think around October or September of last year, where I did a video where I was like, oh my God, they're doing so much AI videos connecting Diddy and TD, whereas they're like doing sexual things together. And the thumbnails, you know, a lot of them look funny, but it was like pictures, AI images of TD Jakes with his shirt off. Sean Combs with his shirt off, which, I mean, it's fake, right? Them in the bed together. TD Jakes is on the run. He's leaving the country. They're showing him getting on a jet and whatever. I mean, I was like, why are they allowing all of this to go on? And then not too long after I did a video talking about that, I saw where TD Jakes was suing Google for allowing a lot of this AI content to exist on the platform, because a lot of it was, or all of it was fake. But yeah, I want to know what you guys think about what TD Jakes and Oprah had to say about those Diddy Party rumors. And some people still have questions about, you know, them. And some were saying, yeah, but you are a handler, talking about Oprah. And, you know, somebody else said, that's not what the picture showed. Somebody else said, they're coming close on that list. And now they're speaking out quickly. I don't know, but I will say it was very kind of weird to hear this person on the witness stand testifying to say that, yeah, they would be doing their stuff and he would have the TV on watching TD Jakes while they were doing the do. It's weird. It's disgusting. But I want to know what you guys think. So let me know your thoughts. And speaking of the church, B. Simone, recently I did a video where I was talking about how she apparently is using the church now for a grift financially. That was my personal opinion. And now recently she's come out to say, yeah, I'm struggling financially. So I'm going to share this video to let you hear what she had to say. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen.
Just my finances. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. The budgeting, you see how I am, mm-hmm. nitpicking every little thing. I've never been like that. Mm-hmm. We were in Bloomingdale's yesterday. I'm like, we have to go to H&M.
Yeah.
Just my finances. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. The budgeting, you see how I am, mm-hmm. nitpicking every little thing.
I've never been like that.
Mm-hmm. We were in Bloomingdale's yesterday. I'm like, we have to go to H&M.
Yeah.
Girl, first of all, you're still shopping, so that should be a plus for you. You're saying we were in Bloomingdale's and I had to stop and say, we got to go to H&M because the budget ain't budgeting like that like it was before. There are people that are struggling so much. This is the type of stuff that irritates me and it gets on my nerves when I hear people that really do have means complaining, period. That's one of the things that annoys me about Meghan Markle, because she's not a victim in my eyes and she is living an amazing life in comparison to many people in this world, not just this nation. So it's like, I don't want to hear anything that you have to complain about because you're not a victim. B. Simone is not a victim. But when she recently went viral for wearing some booty shorts in a prayer circle, whatever this was, I don't know what this was, but I'm going to share it with you guys again because I was like, now it's making sense, even more sense. I had a feeling it was definitely for a, you know, church thing. I mean, the church thing, it was for a money situation, but she's pretty much confirmed that now, because in that podcast, we were just talking to her friend about, well, I couldn't afford to continue to shop in Bloomingdale. So I had to say, come on, we got to go to H&M. Now this is making more sense. So I'm going to share the screen.
We're seeking your face, God. Show us the face of God tonight, Jesus. We're seeking your face, God. We're seeking a breakthrough, Jesus.
So you saw that video again there. And honestly, it to me, I don't know if she was the organizer of it, if she was just a person there as an, you know, an appearance versus it being her event. I don't know what the dynamics of all of it was, but a lot of these people like her, when stuff starts happening, a lot of them will turn to shift to the church world, because unfortunately, especially in the Black church world, there is a lot of manipulation that happens with the minds of the people, and they're an easier target and they're easier to manipulate. And even those who don't have it, which a lot of them who go to these Black churches don't, they can get them to give the money. And because this person has some notoriety, they are well known, they have a lot of followers or whatever, a lot of these people, they will be drawn to people like that. And they will label it as holy and righteous. And, oh, she's, you know, she's no longer there. And now she's here. We got to support her. We got to lift her up. That's the same stuff that people was doing with Kanye West. Just because he had a very large name, large following, large money, people were filling up arenas to come and see this man. And look at what he's doing now. Look at what he's been doing for the past several years. I don't know. But yeah, B. Simone says she's struggling with the money and now it's making sense when it comes to the church thing with her praying and showing this on social media and all that. But I want to know what you guys think. It's a lot. But TD Jakes denying the Diddy Party rumors. I even said before, and I don't know. I don't put anything past anyone, but I was like, I don't see him being like, in the freak-offs, but I'm not saying that he wasn't aware of some of the stuff that was going on. And to me, that alone is a problem. That alone is a problem. And with B. Simone coming out and saying, you know, she's struggling, she can't shop at Bloomingdale's, so now she has to shop at H&M. It's like, girl, you really don't know what you're talking about when it comes to struggling. And a lot of people who are really out here struggling right now don't want to hear that type of complaining. And then to see you shifting into the Jesus grift is disgusting. Find another way to make your money. And like somebody said in the comments on Instagram, they said, oh, now I guess that 9-to-5 job thing ain't looking too bad, is it? It's not easy being an entrepreneur. Honestly, it's quite difficult, even though I know social media makes it look easy and that anybody can do it. So you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.